Now here's the verse I want to read you from the Passion. This is just from last week. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they're filled with endless arguments of human logic. They operate with humanistic and clouded judgment based on the mindset of the world system and not on the anointed truths of God. Colossians 2:8. King James says, let no man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. One translation doesn't say let no man, it says let no predator. Whoa. It calls those who were taking the truth and twisting it and eliminating it, calls it predators. It said don't let any predator with the word, with the false word. So we're not going to be hard-hearted. We're going to allow the Holy Ghost to teach us. He's on the inside. And the Holy Ghost knows the truth, and he knows what's in error. If he's on the inside, you're going to hear from him. And if you head in the wrong direction, he's going to do what your mother used to do. You know what your mother used to do? Is that what your mother did? That's what my mother did. And that meant put your brakes on right now and stop that. That's what it meant. Besides that, we had a peach tree by the back door. And my mother would use that. She was lethal with a peach tree limb. So we've got to watch our ears, what we hear. That's the first kind of hearing. You want to hear truth, and the Holy Ghost is going to recognize truth, and he's going to recognize error, and he's going to put the brakes on, and he's going to see that you know you do not want that. You do not want to hear that. Now we have, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. The ground is your heart. There's no reason for a hard heart, heart number one, except that you've just heard error and heard error and heard error, and you've received it as truth, and you're not open to the truth anymore. Now, this is stony ground. There are three kinds of stony ground. One is, we don't know this in Florida because of the ground here. It's not like that. When we were overseas, we saw this in Scotland, and the ground is full of these huge rocks. And they build walls with those rocks, and they build houses with those rocks. And not only what you see, oh, it's very laborious to clear a field, to farm it, to plant anything, because the rocks are so huge and in the way, see? And beneath the rock, there's a second type. Usually there's a layer of bedrock that you don't see that's covered with just a little bit of soil. And underneath you have the rocks you do see. Now, it's quite an art. They make fences and walls with those rocks, and they don't use any mortar. And those walls will stand for hundreds of years. It's an amazing art form. And then you have the bedrock. And then you have what we might see here, what they call gravelly soil. It's just got tiny little rocks everywhere, you know. I watched a man because I like to be prepared. I like to know what I'm talking about. I watched him take the rocks out of a field. They were just tiny little rocks. They were everywhere. And he had a pitchfork, and he's raking them to one side, and he'd rake them again and get more, and he'd rake them again and get more. And finally he said, I can't plant what I was going to plant here because this soil is too hard. It's too rocky. He said, I'm just going to put collard greens here. They can do anything. Do you like collard greens?
Yeah.
Me too. So he's talking about you. Your heart is rocky. Well, what would make that? What would make your heart full of rocks like that? And the Word of God has to, I can tell you, it's in this verse. These likewise are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. So glad to hear. This is truth. I found truth. The Holy Ghost is working in me. I found the truth about healing. I found it. I know the truth about Job. I know the truth about Paul's thorn. That comes after years of study of planting the word and letting the Holy Ghost explain. Have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction and persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. In other words, they drop out. They quit. It says they have no root. Do you know what the purpose of the root of a plant is? It brings water to the plant, and it brings nutrition to the plant. If the roots are shallow, and the roots would be shallow on rocky soil because they can't penetrate the rock. And when it does rain, the rain is going to go through the soil onto the rock and drip through the cracks in the rock and go way beneath the earth, and the plant's going to get almost no water at all and no nutrition. It's the feeding system, the transportation system. See, if I have rocks in my heart, I have interference in the transportation system of the word to me. It said they didn't have the right root system. Well, and those roots also support the plant, keep the plant from being blown over. When the hurricane comes, you know, we watch the oak tree, the corner of our bedroom, huge oak, been there for, who knows, forever. We watched it flipped all up the ground, and then the wind would stop blowing, it flipped back in the ground. It is going to come down on the house if it comes down. I'm anchored there with my faith, and it'd flip all the way up. And the wind will quit blowing, it'd flip back down. See, that root system has to be deep enough to anchor the plant. Amen.